here when you first came?
Well, we had lots of good timber. We had cypress, then you had a red gum, then you had a white oak and a red oak. But your best two timbers was your red gum and your cypress.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything that, like a sycamore?
Oh, I had plenty of sycamore up and down the river, yeah. Uh-huh. Plenty out there now.
And did you have anything that would poison you, make your skin?
Yeah, you had poison oak, you got it now.
How about those bushes that turn red in the
no,
fall?
No.
Shumake?
No, they don't know.
Uh-huh. And did you have anything that would make cows sick if they ate it?
No.
Poisonous?
Sometimes they eat too much clover, it blows them.
But nothing like, nothing would poison them?
No, no, no.
A tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers, magnolia?
Well, we got plenty of them here too.
Did you ever, is the magnolia the same as a cucumber?
No, no.
What's the cucumber tree?
I've never seen a cucumber tree. Got plenty.
I've heard people call some tree with, it looks to me like a magnolia, but they call it a cucumber.
Well, it might be, I don't know.
Must be a different place.
Must be a different plant.
Uh-huh.
But you know, this is not known as Magnolia State.
Yes, sir, I know, and I that's why I'm interested in that cucumber tree.
Well, I'm not worried about that. It's a new one on me.
But the bugs that used to sting you, you mentioned mosquitoes. And
well, we had wasps and yellow jackets. Mm-hmm. Then we had red bug.
Do you have hornets? Or?
Oh, I had plenty of hornets. You got them now.
Uh-huh. And did you have anything called a dirt dauber?
Oh, yeah, got them now.
I guess they don't sting.
No, they don't sting, no.
And those bugs that jump through the grass, pretty good size bugs, jump maybe as far as 6 feet.
What are you talking about? Grasshopper?
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Did people used to call them hopper grass?
Yeah, some of them did, yeah.
They're mostly the colored people?
All kinds, you know. The poor whites, there wasn't no schools here in those days. Mm-hmm. You know, 1910, there was one school and had one teacher. And there's right back this wholesale there. And there's three girls went to that school. And there's the boys went on to the North Pole. Her son, she's still here. Then two of these girls.
That's all.
That's all.
Uh-huh.
Rest
back,
it.
Get my, back to, excuse me.
Hey, go ahead.
Get back to bugs for a minute. What did you call the thing in the barn that a spider would weave and be full of dust? You know, a spider would leave it behind. Call that a cobweb? Or a
cobweb, yeah, cobweb. It's still a cobweb.
And how about spider webs?
You got spider webs, too.
Where do you find them?
Spiders everywhere around the house and outhouse and things like that.
Uh-huh. And if you get up in the morning and you see something on the plants.
The web, yeah, on there.
Is that a dew web or spider web?
It's spider web, you see it.
All the same?
Same thing, yeah.
Same word.
Yeah.
And those bugs that fly around a light, and they like to fly around light, you know, and stay there.
Well, we got plenty of them. Now, you put a light out there, you can catch hundreds of them, thousands of them.
The ones that might lay eggs in your clothes and leave holes, what'd you call that?
Well, they are, wait a minute, I'll tell you what they are, too. They are moths.
Uh-huh.
Moths.
And you remember the kind that used to fly around, maybe they still do, and